PGA Tour, which organizes tournaments and represents touring golfers, will be consolidating its 17 buildings in Pontevedra into one massive modern headquarters. Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan says it'll be a good change for his 800 employees.
Given that we are a global company, having people working together in one centralized location, collaborating, I think culturally it just creates an incredible energy.
Monahan says building plans call for a wraparound lake and an open floor plan with skylights. It should be complete by the spring of 2020, he says. The PGA Tour's $86 million project will also get St. John's County tax and fee breaks, totaling close to $3 million over 4 years. But it's agreed to purchase county land adjacent to the project. The tour is also getting a break on some zoning regulations. Florida Governor Rick Scott was in town for the ribbon cutting and says he's confident the tour will make good on promises of increased economic activity.
I know everybody is going to be continuing to focus on how we make sure that if any taxpayer dollars are used, they're used properly and they're used to get a great return. And I know the PGA Tour will do the same thing.
The PGA Tour estimates its 300 new full-time employees will have an average salary of just under $80,000 a year. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.